Hello and welcome to Show 51 of the Codfathers Alternative Jukebox Podcast, a Doc H production in association with Smile Radio, playing the music that matters. This week we have a political theme. Everybody else is at it, so we thought we'd have a go. It's about bands and artists that stick two fingers up to the establishment, you know, standing up to the system, governments and oppression. Protest songs, you know, and we've got some belters, courtesy of Dr. Haynes. So sit back, crank up the wireless to 11 and get your lug holes around these. If you want to contact me, you can do so via the Twitter, so you can tweet me at TheCodfather17 and SmileRadio3, Instagram at TheCodfatherDJ, or via the website www.thecodfatherdj.com. First of protest this week is Empire Shall Fall, or The Empire Shall Fall. Formed in 2008 by current Killswitch Engage frontman Jesse Leach, voices are forming is the song, voices are forming weapons. It's from their 2010 album Awaken, and the lyrics are aimed towards the government and society in general. You know, we need to be heard and question what we're being told. There's some great riffs on this as well. Check this out.
Fell!
Well, it's a lovely start this week. That was Corrosion of Conformity with, Vote with a Bullet. It's from the third studio album, Blind. It was released 28 years ago, back in 1991. It's the only song on the album which actually features guitarist Pepper Keenan on vocals. Right, up next we've got American rap metal band Rage Against the Machine. It's a song from their self-titled debut album. It was never released as a single, but is a staple of their live shows. Actually featured in the film The Matrix. And the lyrics discuss racism within the American government and makes reference to prominent African-American figures targeted by the government, such as Martin Luther King and Malcolm X. This is Wake Up. Never mind the politics, this is the Codfathers Alternative Jukebox. So there you go, Operation Mind Control. That was Living Colour, American rock band with a creative fusion of heavy metal, funk, jazz, hip-hop and punk. Lyrically, they range from personal to political, and that was from their 2003 album, Kaleidoscope. Critically acclaimed, but failed to chart. There's a rather good cover of AC/DC's Back in Black on it too, so feel free to check that out. Right, up now we've got Youth of Today, a hardcore punk band who played a major role in establishing the youth crew subculture. Which is distinguished by from other hardcore punk scenes by its optimism and moralistic outlook. We're going all anti-establishment tonight, you know, protest songs, that sort of thing, on the Codfather's Alternative Jukebox. This is No More.
No more. No more. Thank you.
methods of distributing our news, our information, our ideas. People united worldwide to take a stand.
So there you go, that was Anti-Flag and Underground Network. Political punk band, they produced 12 albums across 25 years together. They really set their sights on singular individuals, and they focus more on fighting ongoing oppression and dismantling deeply rooted systems of injustice. And they play Manchester Club Academy February next year. I think the Ducks and myself might go and have a look at that. Right, an absolute belter coming along now. It's The Roots, West London 70s punk band whose career was tragically curtailed by the premature death of singer Malcolm Owen. This is their UK top 10 hit that dealt with the simmering racial tensions and inadvertently foretold the Brixton and Toxteth riots. And it still holds its own among the best political punk songs of all times. Never mind the politics. This is The Codfather. This is Babylon's Burning, The Roots.
Street, you're burning the ghetto. Well,
So that was one of Dr. Inn's favourite bands, New Model Army, with Better Than Them. They formed in Bradford in 1980, and they originally were a trio, but they currently play as a five-piece. They were massively influential in the post-punk, folk rock, goth metal, and various other kinds of musical subcultures, and they never had a massive global hit single, but they have sold many, many millions of albums. So there you go. If you just joined us, we are sticking up two fingers to the establishment this week on the Alternative Jukebox. Up now, we have Joy Division, the late great frontman Ian Curtis. As I say, sadly, he left us at age 23. Apparently, he spent most of his time strapped for cash and often cleaned studios after recording, just to get a few extra quid. He never auditioned for lead singer because they knew he'd be okay to get on with it, and they actually quite liked him. And he says his lyrics are open to interpretation, so read into them what you like. This is Disorder. Quality music comes as standard with The Codfather. So then. That was a bit weird. That was Bristol Post Punks, Idols. It's from their politically charged, abrasive and confrontational debut album, Brutalism. So what a tune, really did like that. Right, I've got a quick shout out for Stevie Woods. He's in Wakefield, West Yorkshire, and my old mate John Stevo. You know, he's in all, I hope you're both well. Thanks for listening in, guys. Right, I'm going to move on. Got Alien Sex Fiend next. I Walk the Line is a song, not to be mistaken with the Johnny Cash number. Alien Sex Fiend, they formed in London in 1982 by Nick Fiend and his spouse, Mrs. Fiend. 37 years later, they're still going strong. This is the single they released in 1986. It's on a 7-inch EP and a 12-inch single, which also has a cover of Alice Cooper's Schools Out on the Seaside. Oh, that's side sea, not where you go and get ice cream and fish and chips and stuff like that, and sand and sea. So, enjoy it. I Walk the Line.
I walk the line between good and evil. man asked me for a dollar, I asked him what it's for. He said, I have seen them. I said, okay, it's yours. And then featured on the MTV, the local high school lets out and the town becomes anarchy. Bodies are crass, skin marks are measured. The stories in the paper, you may read it at your leisure. Get up!
So there you go, that was Escape from the Prison Planet, Clutch. Alternative Stoner Rockers, they formed in Maryland back in 1991. And they've got four dates in the UK for their Book of Bad Decisions tour. I think they're playing alongside Graveyard and Kamchatka. They're at the O2 Guildhall, Southampton on the 17th of December, Camden Roadhouse in London on the 18th, the O2 Academy in Leeds on the 19th, and finishing off at Rock City in Nottingham on the 20th. Right, more protesting now from The Clash. Know Your Rights. In typical punk rock style, they make a mockery out of current society. Apparently there are three rights. First one is not to be killed. Murder is a crime unless it's done by policemen or an aristocrat. Two, the right to food and money, provided you don't mind a little investigation, humiliation and, fingers crossed, rehabilitation. And thirdly, the right to free speech, as long as you're not dumb enough to try it. Never mind the politics. The Codfather's alternative jukebox. This is The Clash. Know Your Rights.
Be natural you, 100% natural. You were drawn for the master race and always wear the happy face. It makes your eyes stand happen here. A big bear on white horse is here. The hippies won't come back, you say. Mellow out or you will pay. Mellow out or you will pay. California, over Alice.
So there you go, that was the Dead Kennedys and their brilliant debut single, California Uberales. It's from 1978. Right, that's it. That's another show done. Well, almost complete. Hope you've enjoyed listening to Never Mind the Bollocks, all our political rants today. So a big thank you, as always, to the COD crew, Susie and Dr. Ains, to Smile Radio for putting us on air, and, of course, you for listening. You can catch this and all previous shows on demand at www.thecodfatherdj.podbean.com. If you want to be considered for the playlist, yeah, drop me a tune, thecodfatherdj1@gmail.com. I'm back on Monday night with the Folk and Blues show, 8 till 9 on Smile Radio. I have been the Codfather. You've been listening to Never Mind the Bollocks on the Alternative Jukebox podcast, a Doc H production in association with Smile Radio. I'm off to see our Antichrist, Dr. Haynes, and I'm going to leave you this week with punk rock royalty, A Bit of Anarchy in the UK. Catch you next week.